The 7% Solution by Nicholas Mayer. This book is read by David Case. The discovery of an unpublished manuscript by John H. Watson may well engender in the world of letters as much scepticism as surprise. It is easier to conceive of the unearthing of one more Dead Sea Scroll than yet another text from the hand of that indefatigable biographer. Certainly there has been a surfeit of forgeries, some of them admittedly well done, and others merely preposterous, so that the appearance of one more supposedly authentic chronicle may automatically arouse bored hostility in the breasts of serious students of the canon. Where did this one come from, and why not before now? Are the inevitable questions students are forced to pose time and time again? Before going on to catalogue the myriad inconsistencies in style and content that brand the piece a hoax. For the present manuscript, it does not matter whether or not I believe it to be genuine. For what it is worth, let me say that I do. As to how it came into my possession, that is frankly a matter of nepotism, as the letter from my uncle, quoted in full below, will serve to indicate. London, March 7, 1970. Dear Nick, I know that both of us are busy, so I'll come right to the point. And you needn't worry. The enclosed bundle does not represent my attempt to make a stockbroker's life look glamorous and or easy. Vinny and I bought a house in Hampshire 3 months ago from a widower named Swingline, if you can believe it. The poor man's wife had just passed on. She was only in her middle 50s, as I understand it. And he was quite broken up, couldn't wait to leave the house. They'd lived in it since the war. And the subject of the attic was simply too painful to bear. All the effects and mementos and papers.